legendary souls. My name is Joff, and I am a Zen master. Yes, a Zen master, a man of peace. What is everyone looking for? The seeking. What is the seeking? The going outside. What is the chasing? Why? Why chase? What is going on with a lot of human behavior, which is unconsciously unaware of a lot of things of this experience? This is a deep one. Could it be? I've gone deep into this. And I'm entitled to my awareness. I'm entitled to the things that come through my intuition. I'm out here in nature right now. I'm out here with Mother Gaia. She loves it. She loves me spending time with her and sharing the messages within her that's within me. We share the love. We share the love. And could it be that everyone is just seeking peace? Isn't that interesting? Isn't that an interesting concept? We're going to go on a journey with this one, ladies and gentlemen, legends out there. Could it be? Self-love. When you're at peace with who you are and you actually love yourself, and it's like gets perceived in the society standards, the system, that like, oh, you've got an ego, you love yourself, oh. But that's the thing, is that, yeah, there's some that really showboat and that kind of stuff. And do they actually really love themselves? They've got to tell others that they love themselves. You know, the ones that truly love themselves are the ones that don't have to showboat. They just know. It's within. Because to love another wholly, I mean, you don't have to do anything, but it's always a great idea to love yourself first. Because you know the attention and the love that you can give to the other and what it actually means and the depth of love. I'm going to say that one more time. To love another, it's a great idea to love yourself first so that you can love the other as you love you. Because a lot of people, they love outside, but they don't love themselves. That's not peace. That's a face. That's a mask of peace. And that's why spending time by yourself, letting go of the past, feeling what you have to feel, allowing yourself to go through the experience to find the peace within. Because that's what life is. It takes you on a journey of that, finding yourself, finding your peace. Because you go with it. You know, why do people buy fancy car? You know, so look, there's always the two sides of the coin here. Maybe someone's buying a fancy car to reward themselves for a bit of self-love. However, there could be others that buy cars to show off, to show others, to show others how cool they are or what they are. Again, going outside of yourself, validation. Asking others to, you know, give you peace. Because that's the thing, is if you naturally just do organically what you feel and you buy that car for you because you deserve it, that's a peaceful act instead of buying a car to impress others. It's almost the opposite, because you're not at peace with yourself. You want peace from others. You want validation from others. It's an interesting one, isn't it? It's a deep one. I came to this awareness the other day. I didn't even know what I was doing. I think I was in my car. I was definitely in my car. Interesting, this whole car thing. And I was just coming to a stop. And I was like, hang on a second. Everyone's just seeking peace. It's a deep thing. It's a deep thing. And that's why, you know, I know who I am. I'm a man of peace. I provide peace for others. I provide peaceful solutions for others. I provide a lot of this kind of energy, as you can see with a lot of my podcasts and YouTube videos. It just spreads peace. I'm here to spread peace. And if there's any sort of I get a bit charged or anything like that, it's about, you know, the system and the society standards and the elites and bringing peace and justice to them as well, which is just finding the peace within, because then they have no purpose. We are no longer addicted to drama. We are no longer addicted to suffering and pain. Because many, if not 90% of the movies, the stories always imply pain and people resonate with it. They feel it because unconsciously they're seeing themselves and the characters on the TV tell lies to your vision. And that's why it's always good to get out of your loops. See what's bringing you pain, seeing what's bringing you suffering, what's taking you away from your peace, and either confronting it, standing up to it and letting it know, or just simply letting it go, moving forward. And I know that's easier said than done. I understand that. However, I would highly recommend for you, if you are not in peace already with yourself, to attempt to make peace with yourself. Set an intention and stay there. Because that's the thing, is once you live within peace within yourself, it overflows naturally to everyone. And then people will just be around you and they'll be feeling like, wow, who is this guy? Who is this girl? Like, they've got a peaceful vibe. They got good vibes, you know, they love that. Good vibes. You know, and it's like, you know, good vibrations, positive vibrations, peace, happiness. Could it be that everyone is just seeking peace? Could it be? And that's the thing with this, ladies and gentlemen, legends out there, is that through every experience that we have, once you accept it fully, you can bring peace to it. And you can let it go. And every experience, there's always positives and negatives, and, you know, the negatives always are there for the positive, because every experience, there's so many positives. And that's why I highly recommend to look at the positives, because the positives, that's why the negative experience happened, for the positives to shine bright. Learning lessons, yes. To bring in peace. That's why if you overflow peace to others, the universe, you're showing the universe what you want, and others will naturally overflow peace to you. You know, you're going to get your dickheads, of course, you're going to get those ones, you know, and they're the ones that you're going to have to stand up to. You're going to have to stay in your peace, stay in your circle of peace. Find your peace within and stay in your circle of peace. And if others attempt to, you know, push you, drag you down, push you around, that's when you stay in your circle of peace. And that's when you've got to stand up for yourself or let go. You know, that's on the physical level of those around you. And it goes deep with decisions, you know, some of the decisions that you make. Why are you making it? You're making it to make yourself feel good? You're going to buy clothes and shoes to make yourself feel good? Because you don't feel good about yourself, aka no peace within? Or are you buying the clothes and the shoes because, you know, it's something that you would like to purchase. You don't have you want to upgrade your closet or whatever. You know what I'm talking about here. Or maybe you don't, because I live a certain way where I don't buy clothes and shoes. I only buy anything if I'm after it. If, say, for example, my thongs are cooked, a bit finished, and I'll buy new thongs. You know what I mean? My clothes. If I see something I like, I'll look after myself. I'll give myself some love, and I'll buy myself something. But it's like, I'm not just gonna buy shit for the sake of it to make myself feel good. Because it's up to me to feel good within myself, to be at peace within myself. instead of going outside of myself to feel good. This is, again, take it or leave it. Everything I say, everyone's entitled to their own awareness and perception. That's why if you listen to other messages and they'll tell you, this is how it is, this is how you should live, this is it, you know, I would be very aware of that. Same as with what I say as well. It's your life. I'm a messenger, yeah? I'm a messenger. You take or leave anything I say. I stumble across this, a lot of different awarenesses and perceptions because I spend so much time by myself out here in the sacred land with Mother Gaia. She speaks to me, as she will speak to you, as she does speak to you. It's up to you to be able to listen and allow her frequency within. Peace. Personal peace. That's why I invite you to find the personal peace within and then watch your life just thrive. Abundance takes place. Peace within. Find the peace within. And be aware of the things that you do. Are you doing it to please others, to people please, to make yourself feel good? Because then they can praise you, but then you still don't feel good about yourself because you're relying on their praise. Or are you making decisions and doing things that you do for you to make yourself feel good so that you naturally overflow that beautiful feeling for others? And all of a sudden you're doing things for others because you're feeling good about yourself. And you're not necessarily doing things for others to make yourself feel good. Isn't that an interesting thing? Personal peace. And this backs up my What Is Success podcast as well. Going deeper into what's really going on in your experience. You know, what are your values? What do you define as success to you? How do you want to live your life? What do you want to do? What do you value? Do you value peace? Do you value feeling good? Do you value sharing, overflowing your beautiful energy to others? Do you value that? You know, that's the thing, is going deep within yourself and realizing what peace is to you. And feeling good about yourself. Because if you feel good about yourself, I tell you, everyone around you, they're going to feel good. They're going to be like, wow, feels good being around this guy, this girl. Feels real good because they're at peace. They don't need to talk. They don't need to even be heard. Because they're at peace. And that is a contrary to a lot of others that they want their voice to be heard because they're not at peace. And why? Why? Why this job? Like, give me the punchline. What's the punchline here? Not enough. That word is something that society standards, the system, the matrix, wants you to be a slave. It wants you to feel like you're never enough, that you're not enough. Anything that you do. And why is that? So that you don't feel good about yourself. So that anything you do, you could break the 50-meter swimming record and you still could not feel good about yourself because you want to do better because it's not enough. And ladies and gentlemen, legends out there, that's where the word contentment comes in. Contentment. Because it's up to you. Only you can say if you feel like you are enough, if what you do is enough. And that's the thing, is that say for example someone's like, all right, can you come over and give me a hand moving house? And you're like, yeah, look, I'll come down, I'll give you a hand. Only can stay for 2 hours though because I've got stuff to do. You go down, you give them a hand for 2 hours and they're like, oh, come on, just give us another half an hour. They're emitting a frequency of not enough. You've gone and given them a hand. You've given them more than enough. You actually turned up, you know. Where is the rest of their friends and family? And you're there. And if they're asking for more, they're putting you into a not enough frequency. And what is that? What is that What does that do? What do you mean though, Jov? It's not that much. You could just say, oh, I've got to go and I've got to go. But the thing is here, ladies and gentlemen, legends out there, if people are continuously putting you into a not enough frequency, you could be on a loop. I was once in this loop where whatever I did, didn't matter what I did, there were certain beings around me that liked to keep me in a little box, and everything I did wasn't enough for them. And that is, for me, one of the most disrespectful things that can take place in this experience. And what, why? What do you mean disrespectful, you know? People putting you down into not enough? Because your peace is within you. If someone else is in lack and in not enough, they don't feel like they are enough, well, they're going to emit that frequency to you. They're going to overflow that to you. And that's why it's up to you to stand up for yourself and say no. You know, or just, you know, be a warrior within. You don't even need to say anything. You can just, you know, you can just walk away, or, you know, just leave that, you know, take it or leave it. Leave their energy with them. You know what I mean? But the thing is, if that, like I said, for me, it's about breaking the loop. You know, sometimes you have to stand up to everyone saying, hey, 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 you know, you put me in lack, man. You're trying to put me in lack? Which you can as well. You can do that shit if you like, because a lot of people probably don't even realize what they're doing. Because they are not in peace. They are overflowing not peace, non-peace. They are overflowing lack. I mean, that's kind of what you got here. You got contentment and then you got not enough. And when you're not enough, you're always seeking more. You want more. You want more. You're never enough if you want more. If you're content, if you've got enough, because that's when gratitude comes in, ladies and gentlemen, legends out there. Gratitude, this word, this glorious word of gratitude. What a beautiful word, huh? What a beautiful word. Being grateful. Again, you know, we speak about that, the experience of the house. If you've gone and turned up and given a 2-hour shift and this other person has two choices to kind of say, oh, well, you know, you want to give me another half hour? Or they could say, hey, man, thanks for coming down. Gratitude. You're a legend. I appreciate your assistance. See you later. Gratitude. And then, and there's your two sides of the coin in that respect as well. You've got someone that's enough that's going to be grateful, and then someone that's not enough is going to ask for more. And they're not going to be grateful. Like, you know, might make you feel bad. And then push you to make a decision from guilt and shame. And that's not very nice, is it? What do you think? Is that very nice if someone guilts you and shames you into doing something? Puts you into lack. Puts you into not enough. Takes you out of your peace. You're in peace. You've given a hand. And they're saying, nah, I want more. And if you take that, if you take the bait, you get automatically put into lack. You're out of your circle of love. You're out of your circle of peace. And you're into not enough. Yeah. It's a deep message, this one. It's a deep one. I feel honored that I can share this. I've been on a journey where a lot of others, they didn't realize, maybe they did, maybe they didn't, but they put me into lack and into not enough. And I feel honored that I get to share this with you. Because you are more than enough. Whatever you do. Whatever you do. Whoever you are. And who is anyone else to say that you are not? Who are they? And it's only up to the individual to stand up to any... I call them evolutioners. The evolutioners are the ones that they'll put you in lack. They want more because they're not enough. And they're seeking your peace. They want your peace because they're not enough. We've gone on a journey here. Yeah, I'm out here. I've got my feet on the grass. I'm out here with Mother Gaia. What's like over 30, 35 degree day. I'm fairly spent myself. That's why there's not much energy going into this. It's just calmness. Well, there's a lot of energy because it's just calm. The most powerful energy is calm energy. But I've just kept it nice and cool, nice and calm. Just to get this message across clearly to your subconscious, to your conscious mind. And this goes on, legends. Victim consciousness. I call it victim consciousness. The complainers. The ones that want more. And that's the thing is, you know, I love everyone. Even these people that are evolutioners and whatever, you know, complainers, victim consciousness. It doesn't matter. It's all love. It's all love. However, I will stand up for myself against everyone. You know, and the thing is, if others are around and they're complaining and stuff, that's fine. And, you know, hey, I'll, you know, a lot of the time I hold space for them. And then I'll point them in a beautiful direction, a positive direction. And as time's gone on and you kind of, you point people in a direction, that's kind of the way that I've kind of gone about it, is I'll use my peace to point someone in a direction of peace or positivity. And then what I've learned is that do not let them put you into their lack. So if you've pointed them on a direction, you've done enough. You are enough, actually. So if you've pointed them on a positive, peaceful journey, a peaceful direction and guidance, and they want more, stay there. Whatever you said, whatever you did, your action, whatever it is, even if it's holding space, to be fair, you've done enough. And you stay there. You let them know. They say, oh, but no, but I can't do that. And you say, no. This is my, I'm pointing you on a positive, peaceful direction. That's it. And then that's it. Because they can't take you out of your peace. You've actually eliminated them taking you out of your peace. Because you are enough and you've given them enough. If they can't see that, you've guided them. It's up to them. All you can do is guide. You can't bloody tell others, you know, solve other people's lives. Give them bloody your peace. If you give them your peace, well then they're going to feel peace for a bit. Your peace is going to be gone for a bit, and then you're going to have to find a way to find your peace again, and then they're going to feel shit about themselves very soon because they didn't learn the lesson. Guidance is one of the most powerful things we can do in this experience. The old saying, taking a horse to water, you take a horse to water, but you can't make it drink. And that's the truth, ladies and gentlemen, legends out there. You can take a horse to water, but you cannot make it drink. It's up to them. And that's what I'm saying with this. If you drop a peaceful, positive bit of wisdom and it doesn't get received, or they say, no, they can't do that, well, it's on them. You've done enough. Don't let them put you into lack. Stay in your peace. Deep journey of peace, this one. Let's do a little bit of breathing, huh? Are we all on a journey of peace? Is that what's going on in this experience? Are we all on a journey to remember who we are? Because is that what the trickle-on effect from peace? You remember who you are. You find peace, you remember who you are. You find out who you are. Because then no one can tell you what you are, who you are, what to do. Because it's your life. Could it be that you chose who you are? You chose this whole experience. You chose your parents, your siblings. You chose it all. Could it be? I'm going to leave you with the last little bit here. I'm going to go with alcohol. I'm going to go straight to alcohol. Why do people drink? Why? Pause it if you'd like and have a feel into why people drink. Why do people take substances? Could it be that they're seeking peace? Peace within. They want to feel happy. Could that be it? I mean, for me, it's obvious with drinking. You know, I was once there. You know, when I had my restaurant, I reckon I was about maybe 6 years in, 5 years in. And I was, my time was up. I could feel my time was up there, but I didn't know. I was after more. You know, unconsciously I was after more. I wasn't after more. I was after peace at that point. And I remember I started drinking at night. I started drinking before service. I think I did this for, not every day, whenever I didn't feel good. I think I drank maybe 3-4 times a week before service. Yeah, one or two scotches or whiskeys, whatever I had. I remember I reflected after that because I started meditating not long after that. And I reflected, I contemplated it, and I was like, man, I just wanted to be happy during service. That's why I drank. And why? You go deeper with it because I couldn't find the peace within. And that's why I went on the journey. I stopped drinking and found myself. I went deep within myself. So I could find the peace within. Stand up to who I had to stand up to. Let go of who I had to let go of. Find gratitude. Find peace. Because that's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, the legends out there. Gratitude leads to gloriousness. Gratitude leads to peace. Gratitude leads to learning from shit experiences. Gratitude leads to gloriousness. And that's why when you feel like you're enough, you don't need anything. You don't need to buy anything. Maybe you just got to buy the essentials, you know. Yeah, and sure, it's a great idea to look after yourself. That's one of the things I give myself. You know, I'm still on a journey to look after myself in the respect of, you know, I stop buying myself stuff and I have, you know, you've got money so you can spend it. And it's like going on that journey. I have to learn from others around me to be like, it's okay. Because, you know, look after yourself. Spoil yourself. Give yourself some love. Self-love. You know, but everyone's different. Everyone's on unique journeys and experiences. I share my journey. And again, take or leave anything I say. Remember who you are. Remember how you are. And again, if you listen to other podcasts or messages or other people and they tell you you're not enough or they're saying that you're doing this or, you know, be aware of that. You do you. Like, as I'm sharing this, if you feel like you are the one that is enough and you're living in peace, be that person. That's you. That's you. You do you. And if someone's like, oh, you've got to be feeling this way to be at peace, you've got to be doing this. Nah. You could be on your journey to peace and still drinking right now. You'd be like, oh, I'm drinking though. I'm not at peace. Calm down. Just calm down for a second here. If you're drinking, that's fine. If you're having substances, that's fine as well. On a journey to peace, and maybe you are at peace. Maybe you're just looking after yourself, giving yourself a bit of self-love. You know, I have substances. I have cannabis here and there. Whenever I feel it. Maybe I have a smoke today. I don't know. I'll do whatever I feel. And that's what I'm saying with this, because a lot of the messages, we're very sensitive souls. We're reaching new levels of frequency, higher vibrations of frequency. And that's why sometimes when you're watching a movie, be very aware of what you're watching, because you will naturally feel like you're a character in the movie, the main character in the movie, because you are the main character of your movie. And you might be in resonance with the main character. And then some of the things the main character does, you might compare yourself to him or her. And that's why right now, I say again, you are the main character of your movie. Right now, you're just listening to me. You're having a listen to me. I've got some wisdom. I share my wisdom. I'm in touch with Mother Gaia hard and the universe, and the messages flow through me. Sometimes they're for you, sometimes they are not. Find the peace within. Allow it to overflow. If you enjoyed this, please feel free to share it with someone you feel it can benefit. This is a deep one. Wow. Kept it fairly monotone. Yeah, look, it is what it is. It was meant to be a real calm podcast. Sedate one. Real peace. Is everyone really just deeply seeking peace? Is that the question that I'm asking? I mean, I've got the answer to this, but I'm putting it out there. I ask you, what's everyone really after? What's the collective really after? I know they want their minds to be free. I feel that as well. Anyway. That's what it's all about, finding peace, consciously breathing. That's where the deeper nuggets come right at the end of this. You know, if you've been with me the whole time here, big respect. I honor you, namaste. And through the conscious breath, through the breath, through meditation, through time alone, through visiting Mother Gaia, peace is inevitable. Nothing can stop it. Because Mother Gaia's got everyone's back. Every time you go there, she will hug you. She will give you so much love. All you got to do is turn up. Just walk in. Walk into the sacred forests for rest. Have a rest. Remember who you are. Find your peace. And enjoy your life. Because you deserve it. Because you're a fucking legend. Anyway, that'll do this one here. Let's finish this with a few deep breaths. Let's go a few deep ones, all right? So in through the nose, out through the mouth. With an open mind and an open heart, anything is possible. Peace and love to you all.